Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's April the 22nd, and this is part two of my guide for BJ Edwards, called Podcasting is More Difficult to Explain Than It Is to Actually Do It. This is part two of a 14-part series of booze. So hopefully you've completed part one. You have successfully understood that you are indeed podcasting, and Fidden is doing two podcasts, at least that I know of. And you're ready, having absorbed that information, having assimilated that knowledge into your brain, you're ready for part two. Part two goes like this. iTunes does not control podcasting. Let me just repeat that. Apple iTunes does not control podcasting. They are not the podcast police. They do not have any right to call you a podcaster or not call you a podcaster. They are not in control of podcasting. They have no copyrights over podcasting. They have no trademarks or patents over podcasting as a medium. They have their own properties over and above podcasts that may well be patented and trademarked. But podcasting existed before iTunes dug its fingers into it and before iTunes dug its claws into podcasting. Podcasting existed before then, and it exists quite happily in a vacuum without... not in a vacuum. It exists without iTunes. Don't get me wrong, Apple and iTunes did a hell of a lot for podcasting in 2007 when they started getting involved. I think it was 2007. It may have even been 2006. But it's definitely July. Yeah. But no, they've got no control over it. What they do have is a directory of podcasts. They have a directory of podcasts, and they have a piece of client software. That's what they offer in the Apple iTunes world. They offer a directory of podcasts, which you can search, you know, through to find podcasts. It provides charts to try and show which are the most popular podcasts in different categories and indeed overall. But it's a directory. So they have a very popular directory, in fact. But it is only a directory. And separately from that directory, there is a podcast client. There's a bit of client software, which you may know on your desktop machine as iTunes. That software, since July 2006 or 2007, whatever it was, since that time, that software has enabled people to subscribe to podcasts, to receive podcast episodes, using iTunes as a client. So iTunes has two separate roles, two distinct roles in podcasting. So it provides a directory and it provides client software to receive podcasts, whether they're in the directory or not. On iOS, as I mentioned in the previous boo, the client software is not called iTunes; it's called Podcasts, I think. But yes, when you hear people talk about iTunes and submitting your feed to iTunes, and whenever other people talk about iTunes with respect to podcasts, try and work out whether they're talking about the directory, the iTunes directory of podcasts, or whether they're talking about the client software. that people can use. The two obviously are linked together. The client software works with the directory, and the directory works with the client software. But you don't have to have it in the directory. You don't have to have the RSS feed in the directory to be able to use it in the client software. That is lesson two, I think. That is lesson two, or part two, of SM2N's guide to why podcasting is easier to do than it is to explain. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.